WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For more than a century, the Grove Dictionary of Music and Musicians, first edited in 1878 by Sir George Grove, has been the most extensive classical music reference work in English. It's gone through six editions, and this year an updated new 29-volume set was published. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, frequently turns to Grove's dictionary for all kinds of information.
On top of the filing cabinet next to my desk, I still have my copy of the 10-volume paperback reprint of Grove's Musical Dictionary that I got in 1973. I still love dipping into it, though it was already 20 years out of date by the time I bought it. There were great articles, some of them practically small books, some of them extremely well written. And there were those amazing lists of composers' complete works, sometimes pages and pages. But the history of music is constantly changing. There's new scholarship, new music, new composers, even new subjects. The so-called New Grove's Dictionary appeared in 1980, doubled to 20 volumes. Now there's a major new edition of the New Grove. In 28 huge volumes, plus an entire separate volume for the index. If Grove's has been the Encyclopedia Britannica of classical music, this new edition even looks like the Encyclopedia Britannica. There are, of course, timely new social and political entries on the Americas, feminism, gay and lesbian music, undreamed of for an encyclopedia two decades ago. Grove's used to concentrate on classical music, but now there are new or expanded sections on jazz, rock, and ethnic music. 29,500 entries in all, by 6,000 different writers, 900 new articles on contemporary composers alone. It's overwhelming. Very few readers will ever get through all of it. Pianist Charles Rosen, who is one of the rare people qualified to evaluate the entire set, has a complicated review in the New York Review of Books, admiring some of the results, yet lamenting others. He both regrets cutting the old article on Wagner's music, for example, while praising the new one. I'm not a musicologist, which is one of the reasons I need the New Grove. But I know it doesn't always have all the information I want. I recently looked up a Verdi opera for a review I was writing, but I needed to go to Grove's Dictionary of Opera for more details. In a new article on songwriter Lawrence Hart, I discovered that his middle name was Milton, but there was no reference to the very last show he worked on, The Revival of a Connecticut Yankee, for which he added some of his most brilliant lyrics. How can this be a musical Bible if the Word of God can't be entirely trusted? But this is an age of miraculous technology. The New Grove is also online, which is both cheaper to access if you or your library can't afford the $4,850 price tag, and you don't have to wait 20 years for corrections and new material to be added. The printed volumes may already be more obsolete than the online version. But I still relish opening a book, turning the pages, like browsing through the dictionary. So although I didn't find what I needed about Verdi's Macbeth, since I had volume 26 in hand, 12 note to Wagner tuba, I couldn't put it down. I found out about music from Uzbekistan, and that the movie theater organ was originally called the Unit Orchestra, that the original name for Van Halen was Mammoth, that an ancient Roman scholar and poet named Marcus Terentius Varro wrote an eloquent defense of music, and that there's a 19th century French dance I never heard of called the Varsovienne. I found a wonderful photograph of the legendary 19th century soprano Pauline Viardot. I looked at entries on gospel composer James Vaughan, Sarah Vaughan, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Rafe Vaughan Williams, as well as articles on valves, vamping, varnish, vaudeville, vibrato, and the vibraphone. And I dipped into the 42-page, double-columned article about Variations, one of the pieces Charles Rosen singles out for high praise. I don't need most of this information, but it's mysteriously gratifying. I tell my students that learning is about discovery. Every now and then, I need to remind myself.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston.